This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A coalition of environmental organizations opposed to mining in the Smith River watershed are urging the U.S. Forest Service Office to withdraw mineral leases granted to a mining company whose mine on private land nearby is already being challenged. The mining company Sandfire Resources America has plans for the Black Butte copper mine above the Smith River, one of about 700 mining claims on private land that pose a similar threat to public land. The Smith River Public Lands Coalition delivered a petition signed by about 10,000 people to the Forest Service, saying that demonstrates how many Montanans oppose mining within the watershed and want to protect the Smith River, and forced the Interior Department to consider an administrative mineral withdrawal that would prohibit new mining claims on public land in the watershed. A 2024 public lands survey conducted by the University of Montana showed 73% of respondents said they would like the Forest Service to open a public process to discuss mining on public lands in the Smith River headwaters. Montana Wildlife Federation Conservation Director Jeff Lucas said, "Withdrawing these mineral leases would protect the Smith River watershed and the surrounding public lands from a potential environmental disaster. We've all heard the old saying, they get the gold and we get the shaft when it comes to certain mining operations that have occurred in Montana," Lucas said. "We want the U.S. Forest Service to know that Montanans value the healthy, intact ecosystems that exist on public lands in the Smith River drainage more than any ore that could be mined in that area." Sandfire Resources America, formerly Tintina Resources, in February had a permit granted by the Department of Environmental Quality. Montana Environmental Information Center Executive Director Durf Johnson said Smith River Public Lands Coalition is concerned that the company will expand its mining beyond the Black Butte project and into a multi-decade project on private and public lands. Sandfire Resources America Senior Vice President Jerry Zieg said the company was focused on its private land mining at the moment. But the coalition, which includes Montana Trout Unlimited, American Rivers, the Montana Environmental Information Center, Wild Montana, Mountain Mamas, and the Montana Wildlife Federation, believes that the stakes for the watershed are more dire since the company already holds public leases. American Rivers Northern Rockies Regional Director Scott Bossy said, "The Smith River will only remain as healthy as the surrounding public lands that drain into it. Time is running short for the Forest Service to initiate a mineral withdrawal to prevent industrial-scale mining from permanently degrading this cherished watershed. It's now or never." The opening of the Beartooth Highway, U.S. Highway 212, east of Yellowstone National Park's northeast entrance between Red Lodge, Montana and Cook City, Montana, is delayed. The highway was scheduled to open Friday, May 24th, but will remain closed through Memorial Day weekend due to winter weather conditions, significant snowfall, and hazardous driving conditions. For the weekend, there is a winter storm warning in effect for the area and a forecast for heavy snowfall of 1 to 2 feet of snow, with winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. Temporary travel restrictions or closures can occur at any time without notice. The Beartooth Highway will open to the public as soon as conditions allow. Road status and travel updates are posted on the Montana Department of Transportation website at 511mt.net. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.